Captain Stewart came around to check for casualties. He started talking about how we had to be more aggressive, how we had to go out to get the VC.
"We gotta keep them up a few nights," he said.
He patted Sergeant Simpson on the shoulder. When he left, I could see that Sergeant Simpson didn't look good.
"You okay, Sarge?" I asked.
"That man bucking for Major real bad," he said. "He gonna get somebody killed before he makes it."
I couldn't sleep and sat outside in the bunker trying to catch a little breeze. Johnson was there too.
"This reminds me of a Harlem night," I said. "Sometimes the little apartment we lived in would be so hot you couldn't sleep for days."
"Wish I was any place I could call home," Johnson said.
"Wherever it is, I'll think more of it the next time I get there," I said.
"Yeah."
He looked away.
"What you think about them protesters?"
I was surprised at the question. I looked up and saw that he was leaning back against the sandbags. I could just see his silhouette, helmet pushed back, rifle across his lap.
"I don't know," I said.
"You think much about why you were going to fight before you came in?"
"Uh-uh. You?"
"No. But I'm thinking a lot about it now."
"Cause they shooting at your ass?"
"Sounds like a good enough reason to be thinking about it," I said.
"You trying to figure out who the good guys, huh?"
Johnson spoke slowly.
"So what you come up with?"
"I guess somebody back home knows what they're doing," I said. "What it means and everything. You talk about communists, stuff like that. And it doesn't mean much when you're in school. Then when you get over here, the only thing they're talking about is keeping your ass in one piece."
"Vietnam don't mean nothing, man," Johnson said. "We could do the same thing someplace else. We just over here killing people to let everybody know we're gonna do it if it gotta be done."
"That might be a good reason to be over here," I said.
"That's for people like you to mess with," Johnson said.
"I don't know about that."
"Then why you messing with it?"
When I turned in, Pee-wee was still up. He told me he had an idea. He was going to spray the netting with this new repellent we got. I got into my bunk and pulled the mosquito netting around it, and then Pee-wee sprayed the netting, which was supposed to be his good idea.
"Yo, Pee-wee, I can't breathe in here," I said.
"I wondered if that was going to be a problem," Pee-wee said.
I fell asleep thinking about what Johnson had said. Maybe the time had passed when anybody could be a good guy.